wrapped around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Ram. They have the rim or the ring. It's made out of a piece of metal.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else you would call it.
Do you ever hear that called hoops? Or
yeah,
hoops?
That's right, barrel hoops.
Okay. It's something smaller than a barrel.
Smaller than a barrel, what it would be called?
Maybe that nails used to come in?
Keg.
Okay. And this is something. So if you wanted to turn the water on at the sink, you'd turn on the
faucet.
And something outside like that that you could hook your hose up to.
Well, I'd still call it the faucet.
Okay, what if it's on, say, a container like a water barrel or something?
The rain barrel?
So something that you can turn and get
out of the barrel.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, the vial or the spout, the spigot.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a faucet then?
No, I reckon you would call it a spout on a water keg.
And when you bottle, if people bought lard at the store, they bought a pretty large amount of it. What would it come in?
It would come in 8-pound pails or you could buy it in pails, 8-pound pails, or either in boxes. They come in pasteboard boxes.
Did you ever hear the expression a stand of lard or stand of molasses? And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a container that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through
a funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with
a whip.
And say if you went to the store now and bought something, the grocer would put it in a
sack.
That'd be made out of
paper.
And what kind of bag or sack did feed used to come in? You know, that rough cloth?
Well, I don't know. We always called it flour sack material. I reckon it was cotton and rayon or something mixed.
That flour sack material was pretty closely woven.
Right.
What about the rough or loose?
The gunny sack. A crocus sack, a gunny sack.
Okay. Did you ever hear of guano?
Type of sack, some kind of sack.
Uh-huh. Or guano is a sort of a fertilizer. And say if you're going to take corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you'd take at one time?
You'd care a peck or bushel or a bucket full.
Did you ever hear an expression for that? Say you're going to take something of corn?
No. I was going to take a pick or maybe a gross or...
Mm-hmm. What about a turn of corn? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've heard of a turn of corn. But I don't know what a turn was. I don't know how much a turn was. I don't think a turn was a certain amount. It was just an expression.
Did you ever use that expression yourself?
No, I didn't.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
armload.
Okay. What about a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood? You'd say he just had a...
a piece load or a half load or... that'd be about it.
Okay. And if the electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new...
light bulb.
And if you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
Okay. And